Liz Hinckley, who is managing the Rich County CPP, reached out to us and asked if we could create a simplified version of our one-page handout that we use. If you've seen it before, it's quite a read, right? She says, you know, what we need is something simple. We loved her idea to simplify things, but yet still have actionable items that parents can do. So that's our shortened version, and it makes total sense, right? Parents are busy. If we can give them something quick-hitting, just so they have an understanding of what's important in terms of educating their kids on underage drinking prevention. So that's what that's all about. We'll be handing that out, you know, throughout the year, everywhere we can. And then lastly, just wanted to mention, we're going to have a KSL Takeover Day. This is where we have a day on KSL TV, social media, radio and whatnot, where we have promotions and highlight our television ads. We'll have some speakers on the KSL News feed on that day. Which is March 18th, so look for that if you care to. And that's about all I have. That concludes my report. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Doug. This is a really excellent handout. It's a good one-sheeter that really solidifies and summarizes the entire campaign, Empower Parents Empowered. I think it's really, really well done. Any questions or comments, commissioners?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, please.
Okay, just a quick one. I appreciate all that you're doing for us, Doug, and I agree with the chair's comments about the one-pager. I think that I noted that April 30th, the skating event, is our next, will be our April commission meeting. So I hope that you will remind us all that day of the event. And I love roller skating with my family, and the Greeks will definitely be there.
Great. Sounds like fun. I will.
Yeah, excellent. Anything else? Thank you very much. We'll go to now our financial report, Todd Darrington.
Thank you, Chair Handy. The financial report in front of you this month is for the period 7 of fiscal year 2026. That is the period that ended January 31st of 2026. You'll see that our revenues, in particular our sales, were flat, a difference at the retail side of about $500 from the same period of 2025 to 2026. Our cost of goods sold declined just under 1% to lead us to a total revenue between permit licenses and sales of an increase of 1.6% year over year. So we continue to see that flat trend that we expect in the alcohol space. Expenses for this period were declined by about 10%, were at a total of $7.8 million. That's largely due to system improvements that we were working on last year that resulted in some delays in processing. Altogether, we're in a healthy position for a return to the general fund of $5.2 million for this period and are trending to $57 million for the year. And that is just the funds that are contributed to the overall general fund. You'll see in the section above school lunch, public safety, and the homeless fund, we're all contributed in different amounts. Altogether, we're almost $100 million in returned revenue and assets to the state. Are there any questions I can answer for the commission on this report?
Commissioners? Thank you very, very much for that excellent comprehensive report. And to the public, we've had an opportunity to study the finance report in our subcommittees. We have two subcommittees that we work through prior to the commission meeting, operations and compliance, and we review the financials as well. And we're able to ask Mr. Darrington other questions in depth. Thank you very much. All right, we'll now go to Director Evans, Jeremy Summerlatt, our operations update.
Thank you, Chair. So first up, as an update, is related to pennies. All of you, not all of you, some of you may have heard us talk about this in November. I just want to officially announce that our stores have moved to our rounding process as of Monday of this week. So just as a reminder, the United States Treasury stopped production of pennies. And we've kind of felt that pinch, pun intended, sooner than we thought. We were able to stretch our penny inventory through the holidays, which, as many of you know, is our busiest time. But with penny stock dwindling, now is the time to kind of move that forward. The rounding, as a reminder as well, works like this. Payment totals that end in 1 and 2 cents round down to 0, 3 and 4 cents round up to 5, 6 and 7 round down to 5, and 8 and 9 round up to 10. It's another important piece is that this only applies to cash transactions, so credit card and debit card payments will remain exactly the same. So want to thank our partners again at Department of Commerce for leading out on the guidance related to this, and just a heads up for you all that you will see that if you're paying in cash at our state stores. Second update for you is all of you are aware that we're in the middle of the legislative session, or maybe I can say getting towards the end of the legislative session, which ends on March 6th. There's several bills that impact alcohol policy, including the annual omnibus alcohol bill that was made public earlier this week. Just a reminder, it's important to remember that the session is not over, which means nothing is final until it is. The department's monitoring and answering questions as we can from both licensees and legislators and other stakeholders. So we will give a formal update of what actually passes after the session ends to all of our licensees and others who are interested. But just a reminder, we're finishing that out. So with that, I will go ahead and turn the time over to Jeremy.
Thank you, Director, and good morning, Commission. It's lovely to be here. I've got two updates this morning, improvement highlights, and we've spoken in depth of these highlights with the operations subcommittee, but at a high level here this morning. Retail operations policies and procedures are currently undergoing a thoughtful update to be completed by the end of this fiscal year, that's the end of June. With the onboarding of a new warehouse distribution center director, who you will meet shortly, we are embarking on a thorough review of warehouse distribution center operations, policies, and procedures as well. Vendor partner configurations in Dynamics 365, our ERP system. Those enhancements are underway to elevate our inventory management and procurement processes. And the other bit, I'd like to highlight a bit of a win from the last month, from DAV's inventory health. In a significant achievement, the retail enterprise system's in-stock rate has reached 97%. This success is a result of the partnership between DAV's operations division directors and their teams, who have focused on reducing excess inventory and improving overall inventory management discipline, even without the enhancements. So we can see that with the development of enhancements, we'll be even more improved. This particular rate of 97% surpasses our established goal of a 95% in stock. So we're doing well across the operations divisions. That concludes my brief update. Do you have any questions?
Questions to Jeremy or Director? Seeing none, let me just take a second here.